Since the election, we've heard a lot of comments about the presidential race from you, our audience. Many of you were angry or hopeful or worried about the future, and some of you were unhappy with our coverage of the election, particularly with how you felt public radio unfairly portrayed President-elect Donald Trump and his supporters. Nearly one in three Vermont voters cast their ballots for Trump, and this week we're going to meet a few of them to hear what decided their votes. But first, we wanted to introduce you to the VPR listener who inspired the series, a guy named Dave Carpenter, who lives in Orwell in Addison County. I met up with Dave in the garage of the Orwell Fire Department because he had a little errand to run. He's a volunteer firefighter, and I learned pretty quickly he's also a little intense.
I am currently putting back my what's called an air pack because I ran the Philadelphia Half Marathon this past weekend in my firefighter gear and an air pack.
13.1 miles in his fire gear for no real reason.
I have a sort of a predisposition to doing things that are challenging for no good reason other than the fact that they are challenging.
Like I said, intense. Dave is the same when we start to talk about politics. To be clear, he says he voted Democratic in the general election, but really?
I was a Bernie guy, and I'm still a Bernie guy. And
for the record, there's still a Bernie sticker on your Prius outside here.
Exactly. There's still a Bernie sticker on my Prius, which is puts me into a small category of people. I get that. I get that.
Like a lot of Americans, Dave says he stayed up late on election night waiting for the final call. And like a lot of Americans, he was surprised.
I mean, I'm a lawyer, and you know, sometimes you know you've got a really good case, and sometimes you just don't know. And this is one of those where if the country had been a client, I would have said, I don't know, it looks good, but it could go either way. And that's what happened, and I'm still puzzling through that.
Dave says he was even more puzzled when he looked up the results for his own town.
And Orwell voted for Trump by 14 votes or something like that.
It was 14 votes, a slim victory for Trump after Orwell went solidly Democratic in 2012. So Dave wrote VPR a note wanting us to look into not only how Trump won in Orwell and other towns, but why. For the first part of his question, we did some vote data analysis. And the short answer is a lot of Vermonters wrote in Senator Bernie Sanders or they voted third-party candidates this year, giving Trump victories in towns he may not have won otherwise, towns like Orwell. You can learn a lot more about the voting data at vpr.net. On the air this week, we want to try and get at the second part of Dave's question about why nearly 100,000 Vermonters voted for Trump. Because Dave says he has had a hard time squaring the inflammatory things Trump has said with the people in his community who supported him.
How do you take this guy who I know, whose kid goes to school with my kid, who would pull me out of a ditch if I ended up in one, who does things for his community, how do I square that up with this guy?
You know, this guy being Donald Trump.
Getting Donald Trump. I keep getting the sense that if they met Donald Trump, they would hate him.
Dave says even though he might disagree with his neighbor's politics, he doesn't think they should be castigated, as people Hillary Clinton once called a basket of deplorables. Instead, he says now's the time people should be listening to each other, even if they disagree.
What can we learn about America from the election this year? What are the fears that people have? And what are we going to do to make sure that nobody gets left behind?
We kick off our series of profiles this week by hearing from Mary Gert. She lives in Moncton. VPR's Taylor Dobbs paid her a visit.
Gert lives on a dirt road in Moncton, where she and 359 other residents voted for Trump. Clinton won the town with almost twice as many votes, but that didn't darken Mary Gert's mood the morning after the election. She says being in the Trump camp had a different feel to it than other political movements.
I connected with a lot of people that were conservative, that are disabled, that are Sikhs for Trump, Blacks for Trump. You know, it was a big group, Hispanics for Trump, you know, Latinos for Trump. So I think we all kind of coalesced in this group that wasn't ever there before.
And that kind of matches Gert's own politics. She describes herself as a ticket splitter, and her values don't fit neatly in any political party.
My parents are both Democrats. It's Madison County, Illinois. I don't know if you know anything about that. It's just very, very liberal.
She became a nurse in Illinois, then moved to Vermont and met her husband, Fred.
When I came out here, I got hit with some economics right off the bat. I took a $5 an hour cut in pay. You know, we lived in a rental. We ended up meeting Fred, and we got no social services. I'm not saying we should, but we weren't that well off.
And she says the way things started going for her seemed wrong. Like when she was working for the state of Vermont in 2010 and supported Peter Shumlin's successful bid for governor. But once he took office, Gert's state salary wasn't keeping up with her expenses.
And it just was like, what? You know, at a minimum, I wanted some kind of cost of living raise. So here's a person who's liberal, but we backslid on our union contract.
Experiences like that made Gert think differently about liberals. But she's not a Republican hardliner either. She says she has plenty in common with the left.
I do a lot with the social programs. I believe in Medicaid. I believe in taking care of people that are less fortunate. I'm disabled. I like it that I get, you know, an income from being disabled and that I'm free to do what I want to do. I mean, I don't think that that has to be contrary to conservative values.
She says she doesn't like that Republicans are seen as the party that cuts social programs. And it's clear that for Gert, none of this is an abstraction. Her politics have been shaped by her life experiences.
Things that happen to you kind of like make you step back and kind of reassess what you believe in and what's valuable to you.
And what Gert values is complicated. For example, she just wasn't that outraged by the Access Hollywood video featuring Trump bragging about what amounts to sexual assault. She describes comments like Trump's as Archie Bunker comments, referring to the 1970s TV character who was offensive on social issues. The talk about women on that tape just didn't matter to her.
I can't be bothered. I'm more worried about the world, the earth, you know, our economy, whether we can stay living here. I mean, it's just like a really, it's a hard road, and I've been in a lot of pain. So I sort of don't care about the Archie Bunker comments.
And while she acknowledges he has some personal flaws, Gert doesn't think Trump is racist.
Having listened to some of the people that actually know Donald Trump, he is not a racist. So all the labels that he's getting as far as being racist, I mean, he might be a little bit of a sexist pig.
But as she said, Gert's heard worse. Her feelings on refugees aren't simple either. Trump has called for, quote, a complete shutdown of Muslims entering the U.S. until our country's representatives can figure out what's going on.
But to me, it wasn't about Muslims. It's about figuring out what's going on. Why do these people want to come here? And why can't we make them a safe space where they live? Like, I wouldn't want to be displaced from Vermont to go to Bulgaria or something. Oh, this because it's for your own good. No, why don't you help me make my own space safer?
Gert says she also has concerns about terrorism when it comes to refugees. And while many Vermonters don't share Gert's feelings on refugees, she does share the hopes many have for more conversation and understanding between people who disagree. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.